There had been a Christmas recess of the talks, and indeed they are due to begin today, Friday. And certainly, both delegations are bearing in mind it's quite early. By yesterday, both delegations had confirmed attendance of the resumement of the talks.
The rebel M23 has threatened to pull out of the talks if the government doesn't sign a ceasefire agreement. Will this hamper the talks? And is your government working closely with both parties to resolve this issue?
Certainly, when you say Ugandan government, it is under the context of the Ugandan government under the chairmanship and indeed President Museveni as the chairperson of the ICGLR that is currently conducting the talks, and the facilitator being the Minister of Defence, Honorable Kiyonga. The talks are scheduled, but also as far as the ceasefire is concerned, there were some concerns, but it is in process, and both sides are deliberating, and we need further consultations ongoing in as far as that aspect of the talks is concerned.
What has been the prospect of the talks so far? Is the regional bloc hopeful that a solution could be found to resolve this impasse and to resolve this security crisis in DRC?
The regional bloc has been working extremely hard to ensure that both parties come to the table. As you are aware, there have been several summits of heads of state that have tried to ensure that the DRC government and the M23 engage themselves in as far as the peaceful resolution of the Eastern DRC conflict is concerned. There has been great movement in that. And when the talks started, there was a good mood generally around the table. There were no key points of contention. And indeed, when there was a recess, both parties agreed that, yes, let us break for Christmas, but come back and ensure that our dialogue ensures a peaceful Eastern DRC.
What are the expectations of this as the talks resume today in Kampala?
You know, as it is, it is a dialogue. You know, there are a lot of contentions in as far as this whole process is concerned. But given that the mood before Christmas break is concerned, the mood was generally good. Both parties were jovial, and indeed they had agreed that on other contentious issues, they would try and do further consultations with their principals. But bearing in mind also that the initial aspect of the talks were to agree on the rules and procedure and the agenda. Now, both parties have completely agreed on the rules of procedure. The agenda is concerned, there is just one sticking point. And it wasn't as contentious as some commentators believe. But we, as the region, we expect that some of these issues will be resolved. But then there has been time to consult with the heads of state of the International Conference of the Great Lakes region.